But on the line at the moment now, I have Claudia Tormey from the Sick of Plastic campaign. That's the name of the campaign, is it, Claudia? Good morning to you.
It is, yeah, and we are Friends of the Earth.
Okay, so how's the campaign going so far? I know you had a big demonstration last week. Any response to it at all? Positive, I mean.
Yeah, we had a little bit of positive response. We decided to do this action because we've been waiting for the minister to get back on releasing a report on how a deposit return scheme could work in Ireland. So a deposit return scheme is like a reverse vending machine for collecting plastic bottles and aluminium cans so they can be recycled.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept is that you will get a reward for recycling. So like we did in the past where you would get coins for the glass jars and bottles that you brought to the recycling centre, you would get your money back. Mm-hmm. So when you buy the drink, there will be a little charge on it, but you get that back when you return it for recycling. So the idea is to increase the amount of recycling that we're collecting, because currently there's no separate collection for recycling on the go. So you walk down the street and there's one bin and everything goes to the same place. It doesn't get recycled. It goes to incineration mm-hmm. or landfill. So we're calling on the government to introduce infrastructure for collecting recycled materials, but also to incentivize people to recycle. So a deposit return scheme can do this, and it works really well in other countries where they have up to 99% recycling rates. They've got less litter on the streets, and it's just all good stuff, and mm-hmm. that's what we want here. So we decided to have an action outside the minister's office last week to call on a deposit return scheme. We had lots of our supporters come along, and we left plastic bottles outside his office, and we did a big photo stunt. Unfortunately, the minister didn't yet respond on the deposit return scheme. He's not telling us anything about his report,
mm-hmm.
but he did come back and say that he's going to introduce a tax on coffee cups, which we are also calling for in our petition. And we've been camping on this for almost 2 years now. So we are happy to hear that. There's one concern there because the minister is holding back a little bit, and he's doing a consultation with industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we have concerns that industry might say, oh, but a compostable cup should be fine and we don't want to tax on that. Whereas we're calling for the discouragement and the reduction of all single use, no matter what it's made of, because we need to be moving towards reuse and the reduction of waste.
Mm-hmm.
And although we're called the Sick of Plastic campaign, ultimately we're trying to move towards a more circular economy where we're recycling and we're reusing more than designing and using things that are just for one use.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, just a few things on that. Actually, I mean, people of a certain vintage age, as I say, should remember that we had money back on a glass maybe 50, 60 years ago. And it was a good income for a lot of people. And it's a good income for people in other parts of America and Europe where you're talking about plastic now. So there's a good reason for doing that. How many is in the campaign involved in it? And do you need people more to join you? And have you got a website?
Yeah, so if people are interested in joining the campaign, they can find information from the Friends of the Earth website. It's foe.ie. And you can sign up to our mailing list. We have a separate mailing list for this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear about all the different actions that we're doing. And we'll be planning another shop and drop in April. So that's our supermarket action where we're pushing supermarkets to reduce the amount of packaging on their products. And we're calling for loose produce at competitive prices. So there's lots of opportunities for people to get involved.
Okay, can I ask you now, I mean, of course you make representations to the minister and protests and all that with the campaign, but in the course of things, have you done research, say, maybe to go into businesses and ask them how they feel about this campaign to the extent of getting money for returning plastic?
Well, our position is providing a voice for citizens and to be influencing government on behalf of citizens. And there are plenty of other lobby groups that speak on behalf of industry that have lots of resources to be doing so. We're welcome to talk. We're open to talking with industry, and we have had conversations with supermarkets. We've gone into Tesco's, we've talked to them about what they're planning to do, and we've given them advice and given them our demands, which are the demands of the general public of what they want. They want supermarkets and government to do to tackle plastic and waste. But often industry have a louder voice than the citizens, so that's why we're focused on giving citizens a voice and pushing industry to change. But there are lots of things and opportunities here for industry to transition, but sometimes some people are resistant to change, but we have to change because our planet is calling for it.
The reason I asked that question as well is because the public is there, but a lot of the expenses that go on to the business, and they, if they could maybe get some help from the government or in some way, if everybody was to come together and in unity, because I think a lot of people are misunderstanding sometimes some of the campaign. I mean, for instance, I'll give you a Claudia. I was in the shops myself on the weekend, and as I was coming out, I sort of stopped, and there was a man there, and he had a trolley full of stuff, and he was taking all the fruit out of the little plastic things and out of the vegetables as well, and putting them into his own bag, and he was putting the plastic bits into the bin that was in the middle of the supermarket, which is not that's not the idea behind anything at all. So that's where I think a lot of people, once they absolve themselves of the responsibility, sort of get a mixed message out there. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think that it is up to everybody to do their bit.
If someone wants to tell
the supermarket they don't want plastic, then the supermarket should respond. And sometimes they need to make it visible, you know.
But what they're doing there, to the extent, I don't want to make a big argument, but what they're doing is the supermarket doesn't really see that. It goes into the bin, and that goes into the landfill. So it's defeating the purpose of the campaign. So maybe if, for instance, the businesses were involved with your campaign and approach to the government, it might have a better impact. Do you not think so?
I think both is necessary. I think people leaving their plastic packaging behind in the bin as they shop day to day is perfectly reasonable. Otherwise, we're expected to have to put it in our own bins and pay for that additional waste that we didn't want in the first place. And just to kind of clarify, the packaging on your supermarket produce, the vast majority is not recyclable, so it's going to landfill or incinerator anyway, no matter what bin it's going to. So the idea is to leave it in the supermarket, so the supermarket needs to take responsibility for it. Whether or not this is a public display, like an action that we do with the shop and drop, or it's just people shopping day to day to leave their plastic packaging, it's the reasoning behind it is to leave it on the premises within the hands of the supermarket, and to deliver the message that people do not want to take this home. If their supermarkets won't take it off the shelves, they can leave it in the supermarket and deal with it themselves. And ultimately, they're going to have to deal with the cost. So, you know, they're going to have to reduce it. And that's one way of pushing them to realise the extent of the problem and the demands of the supermarket customers.
Okay,
well, but I don't think that there's a big argument here. I think it's, if you talk to your local supermarket staff or management, they probably agree with you. They're probably just as frustrated with the amount of plastic they have to deal with. There's probably a whole load of plastic and packaging that we don't even see that comes in when things are all bulk. You know, they're coming in these big containers.
Indeed.
So I think that the legislation needs to come from government. It needs to come from the bigger decision makers, the industry, and the people calling the shots. And it's important that as citizens and as consumers that we deliver this message wherever we possibly can. And some people, they can do it in their supermarket. Others, they can go talk to their TDs.
Okay, you mentioned there at the outset as well, Claudia, that it works out in America, I think you said, and a few other European countries. Is it widespread across Europe? We know about America, but is it widespread across a lot of European countries?
Yeah, it's quite common across Europe, and they're introducing it in the UK, in England and Scotland, and in Germany and Norway. I think they're the big success stories, and that they do it really well, as well as many states across the US. And like I said before, they have recycling rates of up to 99%, and it's just normal. It's just what people do. When they buy their products, they keep the plastic bottles and they bring them to the shop and they put them in this machine and they get their cash back.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any plastic bottles or cans lying on the streets or found on the beach, because things can get, you know, the weather that we have here in Ireland, sometimes things get blown out of the bins on the street or in your garden, or rubbish just kind of finds its way around the place. If people pick it up, they bring it to the machine and they get cash. So it's, you know, it incentivizes people to pick up litter as well, and it also results in less litter on our streets.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Claudia. It's a great, great idea, and I hope you're successful in it. Because, I mean, apart from that, if some people can be very aloof and just throw stuff away, but it's only a few cents, I won't bother bringing it back. But there's a lot of people, as I say, they get a good income out of it in these other countries who maybe may not be too well off. So it works in lots of ways, doesn't it?
It does. And I mean, I think a couple of cents, it does mean a lot to a lot of people in Ireland, and even people with money, you know. Like, people stopped using the plastic bags because it was costing them a couple of cents.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's even more, and reusable bags are totally normal.
Some
and
of the shops
need to make reusable things totally normal across the board, not just for bags.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the shops as well are taking up quite a good initiative where, when seeing as you mentioned the plastic bags, a lot of the shops have gone Americanized, and paper bags is the norm now for quite a lot of mini supermarkets and shops. So that's good as well.
And those paper bags can be recycled or put into your food waste mm-hmm. bin, whereas the plastic bag, it's going straight to the incinerator or to landfill. And that's the kind of thinking that we need to move away from. We need to be thinking, once we take something from the supermarket, where is it going next?
Mm-hmm.
Or once something is made, what happens when this product is finished with? How is it going to be repurposed? And we need to move away from thinking that it just disappears, or it can be burned, or it can go into the landfill, because that's damaging. And we need to be saving our resources, and everybody needs to be thinking long term about the products that they buy.
Okay, you'd still like people to join you. How long is the campaign going, by the way, Claudia?
Almost 2 years now.
Okay, so you're still looking for people to join. So if anyone listening now would like to get involved in the campaign, what should they do?
They can go onto our website, foe.ie, and click on Sick of Plastic campaign and sign up to our mailing list. And there's also a list of actions that people can take.
Okay.
And they can sign our petition.
Well, we saw what you did last week, last Wednesday, with the minister. Have you any other plans forward, or can you tell us that? Is the secret?
We're planning another action in the new year. Focus on supermarkets again, and it'll be leading towards another shop and drop day of action in April.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us, and good luck with the campaign.